On Shabbos, we read when Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed how to take a census of Klal Yisrael. In explaining the procedure, the pasuk says, "Zeh yitnu." This is how much every man should give, machzis a shekel, half a shekel. Then the pasuk elaborates, how much is a half a shekel? Esrim gera ha shekel. A full shekel is 20 gera, so give machzis a shekel, half of that amount, which is 10 gera. We know every word in the Torah is precise. So why does the Torah go through such lengths to explain this? It could have simply said, every Jew must give a half a shekel, which is 10 gera. Why was it necessary to preface that a whole shekel is 20 gera? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says something very profound. By the Torah describing it in such a roundabout way, it's teaching us a deep fundamental principle. The 10 gera which we give is not an independent amount. It is half of a whole shekel. It is half of a significant sum. The Torah is emphasizing that we must give half of a whole shekel specifically, because only when we combine with others are we considered whole. Only when there's unity do we really count. Only when we are a klal do we have protection from above. When there's achdus in Klal Yisrael, no other nation in the world can do us harm. We're just coming off the exalted Yontif of Purim. Haman wanted to annihilate the Jewish people. He told Achashverosh, Yeshna am echad mefuzer mefored ben amem. There's a certain nation that is scattered and dispersed among other nations who do not obey your laws. Velamelech ein shoy velanicha. And it is not in the king's best interest to keep them around. The Yismach Yisrael offers a beautiful homiletical interpretation. Haman said, there's a nation that is mefuzer mefored. They're dispersed and divided among themselves. There's division and hatred within the Jewish people. So now, I was given the power and the ability to destroy them. When Yidden are divided, we represent individuals. We are not a communal entity. And when we lose our power as a unified nation, we no longer have Zchus HaRabim. Haman's entire plot was based on the division of Klal Yisrael. That is why Hashem insisted that every Yid should give a half shekel specifically. The symbolism of a half shekel is that each Yid is only a fraction of the Klal. We must combine with our fellow Yid to be a complete entity. If we think that we are a complete shekel, we don't need to unite with others, that puts us into grave danger. Our strength is through the recognition that it is only when we combine with others are we truly complete. And this very strength is what ultimately saved the Jewish people. Esther told Mordechai, Lech kenoises kala Yehudim. Gather all the Jewish people, unify them as a nation. It was this unity that brought about our redemption. It is the feeling of machzis, the feeling of half, of being incomplete, that gives us the passion and the desire and the energy to work hard and succeed. When someone feels that they are already complete, they don't need the input or the advice of others. That is the mid of Esav. Esav is from the word asu. I'm finished. I'm not striving to grow anymore. Asu, I'm done trying. Yaakov, on the other hand, is from the word Akav, heal. I'm just at the beginning. I've barely begun. I still have a long way to go. In describing Mordechai HaTzadik, the Megillah uses the expression, in Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. In his mind, he was always just at the gate. He was just starting out on a spiritual journey. This attitude of machzis produced a Yaakov Avinu and a Mordechai HaTzadik. The Altar of Kelim said, we don't refer to a great Torah scholar as a Chacham, but rather as a Talmud Chacham, a wise student. Because the moment a Chacham no longer sees himself as a student who still has much to learn, who is still in the beginning of his educational journey, he stagnates his growth potential. We consider someone a Chacham only if he still regards himself as a Talmud, a student who is still learning and growing. And with that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. On June 15 of the year 2000, the NFL held their annual draft. One of the potential choices was a quarterback out of the University of Michigan. He was a backup his entire career in college. He wasn't given much of a chance to succeed in the NFL. The scouts all said, he's not fast enough, his arm is not strong enough, he's too skinny. He won't survive the rigors of the NFL. And like they predicted, he was drafted in the sixth round, the 199th player taken in the draft. They said, best case scenario, even if he makes the team, his career will consist of being a backup quarterback. But he wasn't deterred. From day one, he was the first one into the training room and the last one to leave. He practiced and studied the playbook like his life depended on it. His name was Tom Brady. The feeling of half motivated him. It drove him to win an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl championships. And ultimately, proved his critics wrong. It was the challenges and struggles of, and the idea of being a machzis. I'm not there yet. I still need to hone my skills. And the feeling of deficiency that was the impetus to becoming one of the greatest players in NFL history. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.